You are listening to the Kezential podcast hosted by Mr. Andrade.
Welcome to the Kezential podcast, our first one. I'm really excited. It's a brand new opportunity and a skill that I'm completely trying out and learning. So let's get introducing. So first of all, the topic of the day, simply meeting a Kez pupil. I've got Sam here. But before we get on to Sam, we've got a couple of different segments within the show. And the first show, within this show is going to be Guess the Song. Now, on a weekly basis, we'll try and do a different song relating to lockdown. So here is your first attempt. Listen carefully. Off we go.
Young teacher.
Brilliant. I hope that went well. Did you get it? Luckily, I'm going to give you one more opportunity. Here it comes.
Young teacher.
Perfect. So the song's there in the back of your mind. Have a think. Did you recognise any words? Did you recognise the sound of the voice? Don't panic. Later in the show, towards the end, I will be revealing all. So see if you can get it before then. Anyway, on to my guest. I mentioned earlier that I've got Sam here. Sam, welcome.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me. okay, so my name is Sam, as you just heard, and I'm a current lower sixth pupil here at Kez, and I've been here since third form. I'm in Wakefield, where Mr. Andrade used to be our assistant housemaster, and I come from a military family, which is why boarding has been so great for me. And in the future, I'm looking to apply for medicine and then hopefully join the Navy.
Wowee. You've covered lots of my questions already, which is fantastic.
That's great.
The military, you've also mentioned you are studying, hopefully, to go to medicine. So with that, what are you currently studying?
So I'm currently studying A-levels and I'm studying chemistry, biology and geography.
Which one are you particularly enjoying at the moment? Be careful, your teachers will be listening in the background. So careful how you phrase this, but I'm sure you're enjoying all of them. But sometimes we've got an affinity for a particular subject. Which one's that for you?
Well, at the time of recording, we've just finished some organic chemistry, which is definitely my favourite, and I know my teacher's favourite too. And so at the moment, it would have to be chemistry, although biology and geography are not far behind.
A good answer. I think the chemistry one in general is really interesting because as much as I love a bit of science, being tested by Sam, which he used to do in the boarding house, he used to draw up on the board organic chemistry molecules that I then had to figure out and practice my naming skills, which takes me all the way back to my own chemistry A-level days. So always good fun and always well worth joining in. So Sam, again, thank you for keeping duties interesting whilst I was in the boarding house.
No worries.
So A-levels, it's a big step up. It is quite strange. Do you want to tell me, did you find that there was a step up from fifth form into the sixth form?
I mean, for me, to be completely honest, I wouldn't say it's been a step up, but I would say it's been a step. I think that A-levels was definitely the right choice for me instead of IB, meaning I can have three subjects that I'm fairly confident in and that I enjoy learning. And I think also the courses that the school was putting on over the summer and in the summer term while we were in our first lockdown did really help towards that. So I'm happy in that regard.
That's brilliant. I think it's particularly special having a balance between IB and A-level and being able to choose, for you, three subjects that you really enjoy, but for others to have that broad breadth and spectrum of everything that IB has to offer is a fantastic balance between the further qualifications that you take on in the sixth form. So when you say it was a step rather than a step up, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's obviously different. I mean, from GCSEs where, you know, you're having six lessons a day and now down to, you know, I can have two lessons, obviously study periods as well, but only, you know, not as many lessons with teachers. It's different. I mean, and that's the step is just the difference. And I like that difference. I was never too keen on maths lessons or English lessons, nothing to do with the teacher. But no, it's different, but I think it's better for me, honestly.
Excellent. I like that. I think, as you said very well, subjects suit different people in different ways. Some people really like the creative subjects. Some people just have a natural affinity to maths and are able to almost visualize it, which just makes it a slightly easier subject for them. So I think that is a really nice answer. And I think the way you put the change in study is really interesting, because it's that difference in contact time. And and I think one of the things for our younger listeners that you were trying to put across was there is a certain level of independent study that comes with that step up to A-levels. You've really got to be quite disciplined with yourself. And I think that leads me on to a slightly different question, which is how do you maintain your motivation? And I think that's going to be important, not just simply for your A-level questions, but also whilst you're remote learning, because motivation is one of those things that lots of people are finding tricky across the country at the moment.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, definitely during the lockdown, it's had a negative effect. I think it's had a negative effect on anyone. And the motivation for study periods is dwindling. However, my tutor is doing a good job of keeping me on track, and also the activities that the school's currently offering. I'm part of the Strava Walk Club, which I covered. It was like 40 kilometres last week over the course of the week. And I'd say that's definitely also helping my mental health in lockdown, which helps overall.
I think that's really nice. I spoke to a parent earlier in the day who was saying their child was doing exactly the same thing, actually. They were recording their Strava, and on a weekly basis, they were like, actually, I've got to go out for a run because I've got to try and beat my record. It's a really nice target to set. And I think one of the things that I've enjoyed speaking to you about as you wander around the school is the fact that you're tracking and having a look at other people and seeing what their leaderboard is like. So I think that's absolutely brilliant that you can stay motivated. And one of the ways to stay motivated is by simply getting outside and giving yourself that mental break, which I think it is. And that sort of covers my how has remote learning affected you? Because I think you've mentioned that it is difficult, but you've mentioned some of the strategies that you are using to cope with it as well. So that's brilliant. So whilst we are on the subject of lockdown, my final question then for you, before you tell me your prepared quote of the week, which is our next section, what's the first thing you're going to do after lockdown finishes? I think before you tell me this, one of the things that is a brilliant way to stay motivated is to look forward and to set goals for yourself. And so hopefully this is a nice goal that you can look forward to. So what's the first thing you do after lockdown?
Well, I mean, it's probably going to be going to the cinema, which, to be honest, was never much of a regular activity for me before any lockdowns came. However, it did take going into lockdown to get me to start playing chess, which I'm now actually quite interested in and have been playing quite a lot over the last couple of days and weeks. And so it'd probably be, yeah, some good. I mean, I think the last thing I saw in the cinema was 1917, which then we watched again on Amazon Prime at the end of last term.
A fantastic film, by the way. If you haven't seen it, do give it a watch.
Yeah, that's a good historical film. And so it'd probably be, yeah, going to the cinema again.
Lovely. I love the fact that after all of this screen time, one of the things you're looking forward to is getting, I know, straight back in front of an even bigger screen. Fantastic. Yeah. Right. So that was Sam answering some questions about what it's like to be in the sixth form, how he's maintaining his motivation, and hopefully it gives you a bit of an insight how education and mindset changes as you go up through the school. So next, Sam, I hope you have given this thought from when we said we were going to start off the podcast. Do you have me, or do you have for me, a quote of the week?
I do have a quote of the week, and I didn't actually put that much thought into it, I've got to admit. And I did steal it from a project I had earlier in the year where I was trying to be elected into the sixth form council. I made a nice video to kind of promote myself and why people should vote for me to be in the council. And it's a Walt Disney quote, probably my favourite Walt Disney quote, although I'm not an expert on Walt Disney quotes. But the quote is, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing."
Lovely. And I think that pretty much sums up how this podcast got started, didn't it? We were speaking about getting it going. And I think eventually it was, sir, let's do this. Let's get it sorted. Let's get it cut. Enough of the talk. Let's just organise it, which is what happened. So brilliant. So hopefully, whilst we've been discussing and chatting, you've been thinking about that song in the background. To give you a final clue, it is a very famous song by The Police. And here it is.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy.
Excellent. Hopefully you've got that. Don't stand so close to me. That was my reference to lockdown and maintaining our 2 meter distance, as well as of all the other government guidelines that are going on at the moment. So to finish, finally, I would love some community interaction. And I think wherever possible, where we can bring to people together is always going to be important. So what I've come up with is I've come up with a couple of cryptic film titles. So I've taken some really famous films, muddled them up and given them a slightly different title. Now, hopefully you'll be able to get all five answers and feel free to email them to me. But if I get multiple submissions, here's a top tip for me to choose the winner to announce in the next podcast. If you manage to get all of them, see if you can do an item that you want to dress up as one of those characters from those films as a picture with your answers. Or alternatively, if you've got some film memorabilia that you want to show me within your answers as well, that would be a really good way of doing it. So here are your five cryptic film titles. Number one. Here is the title, Australia's Top Magician. Australia's Top Magician. What could that relate to? Right, number two, what film is this? Weekend Illness. God, just saying that is making me feel all hot and perhaps no more clues. Question number three, a science one, Sam. Yes, thank you very much. I've thrown one in here. What about this? What could this be? Ferris Mail. Ferris Mail. Hopefully, children, you'll be able to get that one as well. Number four, famous, renewed franchise, I would have said. Celestial Battles. What could that relate to? Celestial Battles. And my final one, a fantastic film. Hopefully, you'll agree with me. Question number five, The Highest Revolver. The Highest Revolver. Right. We've come to that time. Kessential podcast number one is finished. So all I want to say is thank you for listening. It's a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me.
You have just finished listening to the Kessential podcast hosted by Mr. Andrade.